You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Jordan Ibe to score and Bournemouth to win was 16-5, enhanced to 9-2. Adnan Yanazai to score and Sunderland to win was 17-2. That's been enhanced to 12-1. Sunderland, Tom, have only spent 42 minutes in the lead this season in the Premier League, and it appears to be only a matter of time before David Moyes is seeking new employment. I'm not sure Moyes knows his best team, and I'm not sure it would matter if he did, Tom.
No, I don't think it would. I think they've used 26 players this season. That's way more than anyone else in the Premier League. They've got absolutely no idea what their best team is. There is a case to be made. If you're going to try and look on the defence for Sunderland, it's very difficult to do so. They don't have a defence. But you look at them and you think there are key players from last... From that run that Allardyce had, where they looked a decent-ish side, didn't they, at the end of the season. I mean, you can't deny the results they had. There are quite a few of those players missing. But what they've failed to do, even with the injuries that they've got to certain players, is come up with any kind of system that's going to cause any team's problems. The skill of a good manager is to look at what you've got and try and get the best out of what you've got. Now David Moyes knew when he took the job, he wasn't blessed with a good squad. But if they're going to play how they did play in recent matches, which is backing off teams. I mean, against Arsenal, I thought they were an absolute disgrace at home. They didn't make any attempt whatsoever to make life difficult for Arsenal, and they strolled through the match. And Bournemouth, at home, they're solid enough, aren't they? Their only real blip is an extra time defeat against Preston in the League Cup. You know, they've beaten Everton, they walloped Hull. They would argue should have beaten Spurs the way that they played. You cannot look past Bournemouth here. It's just what kind of victory is it going to be? I've got a feeling when Bournemouth get in their stride and if they score early, this could be on similar lines to the Hull defeat. I really do. I think we're waiting for Sunderland to implode, and they haven't done it yet. You know, against Arsenal they weren't good, but they were playing against Arsenal. But away from home, they've kept the defeats pretty tight, haven't they? West Ham, Southampton, 1-0s, 1-0 at Tottenham. I'm just waiting for them to absolutely, you know, explode. And I think that's where your time, it's all about your timing here. But I think if you're looking at the handicaps here, -1 Bournemouth at 8-5 looks stonking, and -2 even at 9-2. I know they haven't done it yet, but how long can it go on under David Moyes? And there's a point in that dressing room where the Sunderland players are going, right, we've had enough.
I kind of agree with you, Tom, but Derek, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking they've got to win sooner or later to Sunderland. Are you tempted by the 5-1 or not?
Well, I remember it was a similar game a few weeks ago. Hull went to Bournemouth, and I thought Hull, you know, 4-1, I think they were that day, and I thought I'd probably go for that. And look what happened; they got pulverized 6-1. And I can't really give Sunderland a chance here, because what Tom said about Moyes is right. Getting the best out of him, he seems to be getting the worst out of every player. Quite some trick that. He was never the right man for the job. You know, he's damaged goods now, David Moyes, and he shouldn't be there, and he won't be there for much longer, because he'll lose this game as well. It's whether you want to back Bournemouth at 4-6. That takes some doing, and now, I mean, he spent all... This is how bad things are for Sunderland. Did you read in the papers this week? They spent all week at a car-making factory, you know, the Nissan factory in Sunderland, which is being saved. And, you know, I don't know whether this is true, but Lee Cattermole, he's not their brightest ticket, obviously. He was asked to look out the car window and say whether the indicator was working. And he went, yes, no, yes, no, yes. I mean, he's not a very bright lad, is he? I hope that's true. 4-6 Bournemouth looks a good thing. But rather than back him, I thought, because I hate backing odds on losers, back him to win to nil at 17-10. Because in my eyes, Sunderland never look like scoring. I mean, Jermaine Defoe is their only, you know, their only bright spot. I mean, but he's isolated. You look around every time Sunderland get the ball, there's no one within 10 or 20 yards of him. I just can't see how they're going to score. I don't think they'll have the ball long enough to score anyway. So that's a big price. Bournemouth to win 4-6 to win to nil 17-10 just seems to me a big difference, you know, a bigger difference than they should be.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.